Shalom to all. Today's Alva's Chol Naflam Atetz. We're starting about the third line with the word Itmar. Today's Alva's sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Marsh Miriam Sarabas, Biaka Moshe, Hernish, Amos, should have an Aliyah. So, Mishnah mentioned a Yid shechting animal for a non-Jew, and the discussion was whether or not the non-Jew's machshava that he wants for Avad Zara has effect on the animal. So, does it possible? It maybe does, maybe it doesn't. Different Manda Amrim. So, we discuss similar cases. Itmar was stated, a person shechted an animal. We're talking about a regular Yid. So, he shechted this animal with intention that he's going to eat the meat. However, his machshava was that he's going to do zrikas hadam. He's going to take the blood and sprinkle it for avodah zara, or that he's going to take its fats and he's going to burn them for avodah zara. What's the status of this animal? It's not a carbon. It's just a regular animal. What's the din? So Rabbi Yochanan Amar, he says psul it's pasul. Rabbi Shimon Lakshamar, he says mutar it's mutar. Rabbi Yochanan psul, he says it's pasul. That's because mechash from avodah avoda. We do say that a machshava during one avoda could affect another avoda. That's what he did. He had a machshava during the shechita that he was going to do the zrika for avodah zchavim. So that's me avoda la avoda. So we do pay attention to that machshava. And also v'afinu chos mepinim, we learn outside from inside, which means that even though this is just talking about a regular shechita of a regular animal outside the Beis HaMikdash, it's not a karbon, that's called chutz, we're still going to learn that from panim, from inside, and the din that we're referring to inside is pigel. We know that in the Beis HaMikdash, the din of pigel is that when the kohen does the shechita of the animal with the intention that he's going to, let's say, do zrik sadam tomorrow, that's a classic case of pigel, and again, that's panim, that's inside the Beis HaMikdash, so we do learn chutz panim. Therefore, this animal that is yid shech just to eat the meat, but the intention was to do zrik sadam for vayzachavim, that's pasul. Shulchan says mutaris, the animal's mutter. Why is that? Because number one, in machshava avoda la'avoda, we don't view a machshava from one avoda to another valid. That's not relevant. And also, v'legam in chos mepanim, we don't learn outside from inside. And ba'azul tamayu, Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan l'shitasam. The Itmar was stated, shachta l'shma. Let's say he shechted a carbon chatos l'shma. All other carbonos besides chatos, even if they're shechted shaloi l'shma, they're still kosher. It's only a chatos has to be shechted l'shma. So that's what we're specifically saying. Chatos, he shechted a carbon chatos l'shma, but lizurik dama shaloi l'shma. The intention was that he's going to do zrikas hadam shaloi l'shma. So Rabbi Yochanan says psul, it's possible. Rish Lakish Amar Ksheri says kosher. Rabbi Yochanan psul, Rabbi Yochanan says possible. That's because mechashim me'avoda l'avoda. We do pay attention to machshava from one avoda to another. Again, that's machshava during shechita regarding zrika. And the gamrinim machshavas pegol. We learn from a machshava pegol, which we just said before is me'avoda l'avoda. And Rav Shimon Lakshamar, he says ksheri is kosher. Why is that? Emachashim me'avoda l'avoda. V'lo gamrinim machshavas pegol. We don't pay attention to machshava from one avoda for another, and we don't learn from pegol. And we further clarify with tzricha, we have to have both of these machlekes in between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. If we only mentioned the first machlokes regarding the yid shechting the animal outside with intention that he's going to do zrik sadam for avod zchavim, I might say that bahut's only in that case. Shlakish holds that there's no problem. Mishum dechutz mepanim lo yalfinon. That's because we don't learn outside from inside. Avol panim epanim emamadi le Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe we're talking about inside, meaning the second case, shechting it lishma with intention he's going to do zrikas shaloi lishma. Perhaps we do learn panim from panim, lishma from pigol, and so he would agree to Rabbi Yochanan in that case. That's what we have to say that he argues in that case as well. And if we only had the second case, I might say by hikam Rabbi Yochanan, it's only in that case Rabbi Yochanan says that it's going to be possible because we learn panim from panim. Avol b'ha, but in the first situation, imam by the later Rishim Lakish, I might say that he agrees with Rish Lakish. Tzricha, that's why we have to have the first case as well. However, now we ask on this. Masar Rishesh asks as follows. In our Mishnah, we had said, Amar Rabbi Yosef tells us, kavu chaymer advarim, it's a kavu chaymer, umma b'makom shemachshav by selz mugdashin. Ina kol hoylech el achar oyveid. Just like in the situation by mugdashin, by karbonos, the machshava does pasol, but we only pay attention to the oyveid, the one who's doing the avoda, the kohen. In a situation, namely by chulin, the machshava doesn't pasul. Shouldn't we say for sure that everything only goes by the sheichet, by the one who's shechting, and not the non-Jewish owner of the carbon? Now that's what Rabbi Yossi said. We have to explain though. My ein machshava paisalas b'chulin. What does that mean? A machshava doesn't pasul by chulin. If you want to say that a machshava won't pasul chulin at all, that can't be. Where do you ever find that shechting an animal for avodah zara would be a problem? If machshava doesn't pasul, then there shouldn't ever be a situation that it's a problem to shecht an animal for avodah zara. El pshita me'avodah la'avodah. It's obvious that what Rabbi Yosef was referring to was machshava during one avodah, meaning during one action, for example, the shechita, but thinking about the zrika. And v'hachik amar, this is what Rabbi Yosef was saying. Uma b'makim shemachshava paisalas b'mugdashin me'avodah la'avodah. Just like in a situation by mugdashin, then a machshava will pasul when he has a machshava during one avodah regarding another one, for example, during the shechita regarding the zrika. Ein hakol ha'elich el achar oved. Still over there, it only goes after the avid, the one who's doing the avodah, the kohen. So makam she'en machshava paisel is bechulin me'avod la'avodah. In a situation by chulin, the machshava is not going to pasul from one avodah to another. Ela ba'ais avodah, only in that avodah itself. For example, if he shechts for avodah zara, or if he does the zrika for avodah zara, in adin shleih ha'kol helich elachar sheichet. Should we say for sure the machshava only goes based off of what the sheichet is thinking and not the owner? And that's the proper way to understand what Rabbi Yosef was saying. Now, bottom line is, what do we see from here? Panim kashler b'shem ben lakish chutz kashler Rabbi Yechanan. Based off of this, we have a question on Rish Lakish regarding the din of Pnim, and a question on Rabbi Yechanan regarding the din of Chutz. It's a question on Rish Lakish because the Lashon Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah was that Machshava is Paiseles and not that it's Mifageles. So we see the Psol is not limited to Pigol, like what Rish Lakish said, and the question on Rabbi Yechanan is that it says clearly by Chulin that Machshava does not passel from one Avoda to another, but Rabbi Yechanan said that it does. So we have a double question based off of the way we just explained Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah. Then we have a partial answer. Bishlam Pnim Rabbi Shimon and Lakish like Kasho. We understand the question on Rish Lakish is not so problematic because we could explain that Ha Mikmi Deshom Rabbi Yechanan, Ha Labasar Deshom Rabbi Yechanan. Rish Lakish only stated his opinion before he heard this memo from Rabbi Yechanan, but after he heard from Rabbi Yechanan, he's Chayzer and agrees that other Machshavas besides Pigel do passel inside Bifnim. So that wouldn't be a question on Rish Lakish. Elo Chutz Kasho Rabbi Yechanan. But what about Chutz? That's still a question on Rabbi Yechanan. Again, it seems to be that Rabbi Yechanan had said the Machshava does passel from one Avoida to another, even when we're talking about Chutz, just shechting outside the Beis HaMikdash regular animal, which it seems to be pretty clear from our understanding of Rabbi Yossi that it doesn't passel me avoid la avoida. So Gemara tells us, Rav Sheshes, he asked this question and he answered it as well, that actually, ba'arba avoidais, we're talking about just four avoidais, meaning the four main avoidais that are required in the Beis HaMikdash for a karbon. There's many avoidais that we need, but there's the four main ones in Machshava passels by, namely Shechita the karbon, Kabbalah of the Dam, Hailacha, walking of the Dam to the Mizbeach, and Zrika of the Dam on the Mizbeach. Those are the four key avoidais, and Vachacha karbon, this is really what Rabbi Yossi is saying. Just like when we're talking about karbonis, the machshava does passel by these four avoidais. The ein hakol helich el achar oivid. Nonetheless, we only follow what the oivid, what the kain is thinking, not what the baal is thinking. Well, lamatazon beis on top. Makom she'ein machshava paisels bechulin el b'shtei avoidais. In regards to chulin, where machshava only passels by two avoidais, namely only by the shechita and the zrika, ein adin shloih hakol helich el achar shoychet. Shouldn't we say for sure that it only goes after the shoychet? So you see, based on this explanation, the Rabbi Yossi is not talking about me avoida la avoida, so there's no question Rabbi Yechanan. As the Gemara, thank you, Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yossi, just like Rabbi Yechanan, what's the Brass say? Hashachas abehim a lizard dumb lavoids kachavim lahakter chalav lavoids kachavim. During the shechita of the animal, he had a machshava that he's going to do zrika zadam for avoida zara, or that he's going to burn the fast for avoida zara. Hare ilu zivchei mesim. This is called zivchei mesim, which means it's considered that it's for avoida zara, and the animal's completely puzzle. So that's Rabbi Yechanan's shita. Now we go on to the second part of the Brass. Shachta. Let's say first is yid shechted it, and he had no improper machshava, or at least that's what we think. Va'achakach chishev aleha, and after the shechita, then he had a machshava. He's going to, let's say, do the zrika for avoid zara. So zayu ma'aseh b'kesari. This is a story in Kesari. V'loy amruba loy yisr v'loy heter. And the rabbanon didn't say that it was either aser or mutter. And Rav Chizda explains loy amruba eser mishum kavod the rabbanon. They didn't say that it was aser because of the cover of the rabbanon. That's a Tanakama of Rav Mishnah who holds a stam machshava of even a non-Jew is not necessarily for avoid zara and for sure by a yid. And so that's why they didn't aser it because of the cover of the Tanakama and loy heter. But they didn't say that it's mutter mishum kavod the Rav Lezer because of the cover of Rav Lezer who holds that stam machshava is for avoid zara. Asking Mar Mimai, who says that's true? Dilma ad kalikam rabbanon hasam el deloy shemayna dechashev. Maybe the rabbanon, meaning the Tanakam of our Mishnah, only say that there is because they never heard explicitly that the non-Jew wants his animal shechter for zara aval hacha. But over here, the shemayna dechashev that we heard beferush that this yid after he shechted the animal had this machshava that he's going to do zrik sadam for avod zara. So maybe even the Tanakam would say that hoychiach soifay al tchilasoi that his end proves what the beginning was. Since at the end he had this machshava for avod zara, we can say that you know what? Even in the beginning, by the shechita itself, that was also avoda zara. Ekobi Tanakama would agree with that. In our alternative, we could say, I can't look on Rabbi Lezer Hasam. Maybe Rabbi Lezer only says what he does in the Mishnah is elegabi avik kachavim, because we're talking about a non-Jew. The stam machshav avik kacham lavoyz kachavim. That's because the standard machshav of a non-Jew is for avoda zara. Avol Yisrael, when we're talking about a yid, which is the discussion over here, haychich sofel tchilasoi leaminon. Maybe even Rabbi Lezer would not say haychich sofel tchilasoi that what he thought about in the end shows what his thought was really in the beginning. It's very possible that he decided to deny faith in Hashem only after the Shechita. And that's why he only had the Machshava by the Zrika, and it doesn't necessarily say anything about what his Machshava was during the Shechita. So this is not necessarily a valid explanation of why the Rabban of Kesari didn't say Mutter or Aser. Elam Rav Shizbi, rather Rav Shizbi explains differently. Loi Amru Ba Heter Mishum Kvod Rav Shimon Gamliel. They didn't say that it was Mutter because of the cover of Rav Shimon Gamliel. The question now is, hey Rav Shimon Gamliel, which Rav Shimon Gamliel would it be that out of covered for that opinion of his, they didn't say that it's Mutter? Elam Rav Shimon Gamliel to get in. If you want to say Rav Shimon Gamliel of get in, that now we have a Mishnah. Habari, a healthy person, Sha'amar Kisu Get Le'ishti, he said, write a get for my wife, and he never said Tenu. He didn't say, give it to my wife, and we know that if a person wants to appoint a shliach to give a get to his wife, he has to say, Kisvu Utenu, write it and give it. So in this situation where he just said, write it, Ratzal Sachigba, he really just wants to play around with her. He's basically either just making a joke or really just trying to make her meshuggah. She wants a get because she's afraid that if her husband dies, she's going to fall to Yibum, and she doesn't want to be involved in that, so she'd rather have a get. And so her husband just said, yeah, write a get for her. But since he never said Tenu, they're not allowed to give it. He's really just making a joke, and Umaisa, there's a story, Bibari with a healthy person, Amar Kisugel Ishti, he said, write a gift for my wife, Va'al Lagag, then he went up to the roof, Vinafal Umais, and he fell off and he died. And Rosh Hashem Gamliel says that actually over here it depends. Ime Atzmai Nafal, if he fell on his own, which means he threw himself off the roof, he committed suicide, Harei Zeh Get. So it actually is a valid get, Vimaruch Techasoy, but if the wind ended up pushing him off the roof, ain't a get, so it's not a get. Now, Avina, but we ask on this Mishnah, Maisa Listar, we're bringing a story to contradict what we just said. The Mishnah in the beginning said very clearly, if the person had only dictated, write a get for my wife, and he did not say, give it, so we can't give it. And then also we're bringing a story in which Rav Shimon Gamliel comments that in one of these situations, namely when he committed suicide, we are able to give the get, even though he didn't say give it. How does that make sense? So the answer is, Chsur Mechser V'Hachitani, really something's missing from the Mishnah, this is how it should be taught. And here's the line that's missing, Im Achiach Seifel Tchilasai Harei Zeh Get. If what happens at the end proves what the Machshava really was in the beginning, so then it's a get. And Umaisa Naim Abari, here now we bring the story with a healthy person, Shomer Kizvigel Ishti, said, write a gift for my wife, Va'al Agag V'Nafal Umais, and then he went up to the roof, fell off and died, and it was on this, and Rav Shimon Gamliel said, Im Asmai Nafal Harei Zeh Get. If he fell off on his own, he committed suicide, so it's a get, because it's clear that that's what his Machshava was in the first place. He told them, write a get for my wife, and then he committed suicide, so he really meant to say, write it and give it. It's only Vimaruch Techasa, ain't a get. If the wind pushed him off the roof, so then it's not a get, because there's no indication that he actually wanted a get to be given to his wife. So bottom line is, maybe it's this opinion of Rav Shimon Gamliel that we see that Hechiach Soifai Al Tchilasai, and it's because of respect for that opinion that they didn't say that this Shechita of the Yid is kosher. The problem with that is, V'del Mashani Haso, maybe that case is different, De Ka'amar Kisvu, because at the end of the day, the Yid, right before he committed suicide, said, I want you to write it. So it's at least somewhat of an indication. He clearly said, write the get, and he didn't say, give it, okay, not the biggest deal, but he did say something, as opposed to in our case, with the Yid doing the Shechita and he didn't say anything, and only by the Zrika, he had the Machshava, you know, I'm doing the Zrika for Avos Chavim, that doesn't necessarily show any indication about what his Machshava was by the Shechita, even according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. So Elam Ravina, rather Ravina says, Mishum Kavod Rav Shimon Gamliel Dahacha, it's because of the cover of Rav Shimon Gamliel's opinion of over here. The time you have a Braisa, Kaisav Nechasav L'Acherim, if a person wrote over all of his possessions to somebody else, Ruven wrote a Shtad that he's giving all his possessions to his friend Shimon, and Vahayu Bem Avadim, there's also slaves included in his possessions, and Amar Halah, the other one, meaning Shimon said, EF Shibahen, I don't want them, I don't want the slaves. So it doesn't really make a difference. Imhayu Rabbi Sheni Kain, if the second master, meaning if Shimon was a Kain, Hare Elo Echel Betruma, these slaves are allowed to eat Truma. We know that slaves of a Kain are allowed to eat Truma, and even though the second master, this recipient of the gift, Shimon, said, I don't want it, tough luck, doesn't make a difference, he owns these slaves, so they're allowed to eat Truma. Whereas Rav Shimon Gamliel Eimer, he says, Kim Chamar Halah, Yav Shibahen, the moment this fellow Shimon said, I don't want them, Kvar Zachel Behen Yarshim, the Yarshim of the gifter, meaning of Ruvain, they're already Zaycha in the slaves. Now, Vavina Bawi asked on this, Latanakama Kortatanakama, Afilu Eimer would say, even if Shimon is getting up and screaming, I don't want these avadim, we're still saying that it's against his will, they're his, and they're allowed to eat truma. How could that be? So Marabba, according to some, it's Marava, Vitamer Rabbi Yechanan, some say it's Rabbi Yechanan, the Betzevech Mekar, the Kuliyama, Leipligi, the Leikana. If from the get-go, from the beginning, Shimon's yelling, I don't want it, no one argues, everyone agrees that he's not kind of the avadim. And Beshaisegu Besav Tzavach, the Kuliyama, Leipligi, the Kana. Everyone agrees in this case as well that if he's quiet and only after he receives the gift, he says, no, I don't want it, everyone agrees he is kind of the avadim. Keep Ligi, so what's Machlekes on a Kamer, Shimon Gamliel, Sheziko Loyalide Acher. That's where Ruvain was granting this gift to Shimon through somebody else, which means Ruvain wrote the shtar that everything that he has goes to Shimon, and he gave that shtar to Levi. Avishasak, Shimon was quiet when he saw the shtar being given over to Levi, and afterwards he yelled out. So Tanakama holds it, Midashasak, from the fact that he was quiet in the beginning, Kananhu, he was already kind to them, and Vahadakot Savach, that which he's yelling later, Mehadr Kahadrbe, that's just him trying to be Chayzer because he's regretting getting all these possessions, but it's already too late because he was already kind to them. Or Rav Shimon Gamliel holds, Hechiach Soifai Al Tchilasai, that which he did at the end shows what his Machshava was really in the beginning, and the fact that he did not yell in the beginning when the shtar was being given over to Levi, that's Savar, because Shimon was thinking to himself, Kiloy Asi Liyade, it's really Kiloy Asi Liyadi, since it hasn't yet come to me, Amayat Saveach, why should I yell out? As we see very clearly from here, the Rav Shimon Gamliel holds, Hechiach Soifai Al Tchilasai, his Machshava or his expression at the end shows really what he was thinking the whole time, and that's what his opinion would technically be in the case of the Shechita, where the Yid officially didn't have any Machshava by the Shechita, it was only by the Zrika he said it was going to be for Avos Chavim, and in that situation, Rav Shimon Gamliel would say that Hechiach Soifai Al Tchilasai, and we could assume that even the Shechita was for Avos Chavim, and it would be possible, and it was out of deference to this opinion of Rav Shimon Gamliel, that the Rabban of Kesari didn't say that the Shechita is Mutter. Now going back to our Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, he tells us, Halacha Rabbi Yosi, the Halacha Rabbi Yosi, that we only follow what the Machshava of the Shechit is, not the owner, even though the owner is a non-Jew, and maybe even he says explicitly that it's for Avodah Zarah, it doesn't make a difference. We have a story about this. Hanu Tai, there were these Arab merchants, they were Yishma'elim, the Asul Kitsunya, they came to Kitsunya, Yoiv Dechul Tabachi Yisrael, they gave rams to Jewish bushes to Sheikh them, and Amr Luhu, they told them, Dama Vitarba Lididan, we want the blood blood and fats, that we're going to use for avad zara, whereas mishcho besra, the hide and the meat, l'didchu, you could keep it. And the Yidden did a proper shechita, as Yishma'elim require shechita. It doesn't have to be proper shechita, it just has to be the animal shechted. Rashi says even after the animal dies, they still require it to be shechted, and then they'll eat it. But either which way, the Yidden did a proper shechita. They separated everything. The blood and the fats went to the Yishma'eli merchants, and the skin and the meat went to them. And the question is it permitted for them to have it? So Shalchar of Tuvi Bar of Masnal, the Kamed Rav Yosef, he sent this question to Rav Yosef, Ki Agav Namai, like this situation, what's the din? So Shalchle sent him the following message, and we don't follow at all what the owner is thinking, what his machshav is, what he desires. It's only after the Sheikhet, therefore the Yidden who shechted this animal and took care of it, they're able to keep the meat in the hides, and they're able to eat it, no problem. Now one more discussion, Amalei Bacha Brid Rav Avi L'Ravashi, the Rebbe Lezer, Kuntra Rebbe Lezer of our Mishnah, we do pay attention to the machshav of the non-Jewish owner. What about the following? Let's say a non-Jew gave a zoz, he gave an amount of money to a Jewish sheikhet, and he told him that when you shecht your animal, I want a zoz worth of meat. What's that then over here? On one hand, we could say that already before the shechita, it's as if the non-Jew owns a zoz worth of meat in the animal, and so that's possible the shechita of the entire animal, because again, Rebbe Lezer holds the stam achshava of a non-Jew is for avodah zarah, and so that means that the entire animal would be usher. Whereas on the other hand, we could say that no, the yid who's shechting it only has in mind that the non-Jew owns a piece of meat in the animal after the shechita, but not beforehand, and that means the animal would be perfectly fine. So what's the din? He told him, Chazin, we have to see. If the non-Jew is a very strong person and he's not able to be pushed away, so it's usher. Because since the yid is not able to return his money to him and say, I'm sorry, I'm just not giving you meat, he has to give the non-Jew meat. That's considered like a valid transaction already from the beginning. So it means the non-Jew owns a piece of the animal even before it's shechted, so it'd be usher. Bavilai, if the non-Jew isn't such a strong, scary, powerful person, so Amrlei, the yid could tell him, Re Sheikh Vahar, your head in a mountain, which basically translates, go bang your head against the wall, I don't have to give you anything. And if the yid did decide at the end to sell zoz worth of meat to the non-Jew, that's only considered after the fact, not that the non-Jew owned it beforehand, and therefore there would not be a problem with this meat. We're going to start for the day and pick up tomorrow with another Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.